T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9. Well, hold on. Hey, turn. Hey, Jose. Wait. Stop the music. I don't think my mic's not loud enough. Can you please turn my mic up? Please? Just turn up a little bit more. Because I can't hear myself. And if I can't hear myself, I can't function. All right, so can we do it from the top? All right. All right, here we go. Start it. Re-rack that. Okay. So I slide into the studio. Okay.
My name is D-Nice.
All right. Got my papers in front of me.
D-Nice.
Put my headphones in.
My name is D-Nice.
All right. Wait for this little gap to pop in right here. All right. 3, 2, 1. Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker is on the air. Miss Siobhan is producing tonight's program. Welcome, everybody. My name is Dwayne Walker. So glad you could join the program. Oh, we have an amazing show for you. I mean, kinda. I mean, I guess depends where you're from. All right, so listen. We're going to talk first hour about the Atlanta Braves. Unfortunately, they lost tonight 6-3 to the New York Mets. But the bigger story to me is going to be the contract. That new contract. Hey, are we ready with that, what I said before? Previously? Yeah? No? We aren't? Okay. No problem. But look, we're going to talk Braves baseball 11:20. Then 11:40, we're going to talk about Ozzie Albies, his contract extension. Did the Braves get a steal again? Did they? What else? Then at 12 o'clock, I've got to tell you, from 12 to 12:30, we're going to have live at the Masters. That's right. First round of the Masters in the books. We'll let you know who's leading the tournament. We'll let you know where Tiger Woods is. That'll go from 12 until 12:30. Then at 12:40, Hawks coach Lloyd Pierce. That's right. He recapped his rookie season with our Atlanta Hawks. We'll go through that at 12:40. He's on with Dukes and Bell. Then at 12:57, we'll let you know who got drafted in the WNBA? A couple of local talents, that's right, who were drafted in the WNBA. So proud of those young ladies. We'll let you know who they were. Then, 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk about some NBA hoops, talk about our Hawks situation as it relates to the Los Angeles Lakers. Well, how do they relate? I've got to ask you basketball aficionados. In your opinion, if you were a free agent, right now, which organization, if you had to choose between the Atlanta Hawks and the Los Angeles Lakers, which team do you feel right now, at this very moment, as I'm speaking, has the most immediate upside? The Lakers with the arguably the greatest player in the game right now? Or our Atlanta Hawks, led by Trae Young and John Collins. You know? Who? But I got to tell you something. The big story for me tonight, you know, first part of Dwayne's therapy, a couple of things we're going to talk about. First 15 minutes of the program, kind of get some stuff off my chest. And there's really three things that were big for me today. They were the Masters, okay? It's kind of like this little split personality thing. Me and the producer, Siobhan, we kind of joked about it earlier. Well, she laughed at me when I said it. I said, Siobhan, I think the bougie side of me was watching the Masters. And then the other side of me, the bro side of me, was watching the Nipsey Hussle funeral that aired on BET. I guess it was also streamed. And there are a couple of signature moments during the funeral for Nipsey Hussle, the fallen rapper who was shot a little over a week ago in Crenshaw in California. And so I was fixated on watching that funeral as well as watching the first round action of the Masters. And then a little bit later in the day, I heard about this contract deal with Ozzy Albies. And it made me have a recollection. All right? So I want you to hear this from a week ago, back when Ronald Acuna. Yeah. Oh, we're on the Snoop. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We'll get to that in just a second. We're back to Snoop and the Nipsey Hussle funeral. But I want you to hear just a quick clip brought to you by CBS Sports. This is Snoop Dogg talking about what a fantastic job Nipsey Hussle's dad did. Let's see if we can roll that clip.
Next, I want to acknowledge Nipsey's father. See, because Nip has always benefited from having a strong man in his life. And his father clearly did a great job. He showed Nip how to be a strong man, a strong black man. It was always amazing when I would go to the store, because I would go to the store on my own solo, no security, pull up in the morning, Pops being there, and I could just see the look on his face, and he was so proud of his boys for doing something in the community and doing something positive that was inspiring. And Pops, I'd look at your face every time I come in the store, and I just sing the joy, and I just want you to know that you may have lost a son, but you picked up another son in me.
All right, so that's Snoop Dogg speaking at the funeral of Nipsey Hussle a little bit earlier today that was held out at the Staples Center. And tell me, what bigger thing is it for people to acknowledge a dad? You know what I mean? I think often, quite often, especially in the African-American community, there's this narrative out there that African-American males don't take care of their kids as a whole. And I just find that to be severely misleading, because I know plenty of people, plenty of African-American dads who love their children, who take care of the children, who support their children. Yet this narrative that I oftentimes hear about, I don't see it. I see it portrayed on television. But just because you see it on television does not, I repeat, does not mean it's real. But when you get real life testimonies like the one that Snoop Dogg gave about Nipsey Hussle, it makes you appreciate it. That's one of the reasons why I take such pride in being a father, being a dad, criticized to a fault for uplifting my own children, which I make no apologies for. Because at the end of the day, that's what you're going to be judged on, in my opinion. What legacy did you leave? What lives did you affect? Who did you inspire? So to me, that's more important than anything. More important than money. More important than fame. More important than anything, really. And so I say to you, as I've said before, if you're a father out there, even if you're not in contact with your kids right now, you need to try to do every single thing within your power to reach out to them. And if you can't physically get with them, write you a letter. I've said it this time. Keep you a journal, some type of letters that you write to your child, your daughter, your son. Write something up, put it in an envelope, stow it away. And then when the opportunity presents itself for you to present all of these thoughts and these writings and these ideas and these expressions of love that you've had for that child, I guarantee you that child will appreciate it. And it doesn't matter what time it's presented to them. They could be 5, they could be 20, they could be 70. It would not matter. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, shouts out to Nipsey Hussle. There it is. And I think it's only right to acknowledge that. And I know it's a sports show. I understand that. But like I said, the first 15 minutes of the program, I really use this program, man, to get stuff off of my chest. So, back to what I was saying earlier. Enjoyed the first round of the Masters. Very, very enlightening. I got a charge out of watching Tiger Woods go through the first round. He only had a few mistakes. I think Tiger probably only had like maybe four mistakes. He missed three putts. Then he bogeyed 17 to come in with a minus two. But other than that, I thought it was exciting. Also got a kick out of Koepka, who, by the way, has won like three out of the last four majors. I got a fantastic kick out of him shooting a six under and having guys like Brandel Chambly kind of eat some crow because they've been all over this guy because he lost weight. Because he lost weight and talked about how it messed up his swing. It messed up this. It messed up that. But then he goes out and he fires a six under. And Brooks is the type of cat on tour. They don't give him any love for whatever reason. And all he does is go out and post numbers. He's only played in seven majors, and of the seven he's played in, he's won four or three. Three or four. So, yeah. How are we doing? 404-741-0929 is the number to get in contact with Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker. And as I said before, we're going to talk Atlanta Braves baseball. Braves lost 6-3 to the Mets. Siobhan, how are we doing? Ready? So check this out. When we come back? All right. So when we come back, we're going to play some audio coming back from the break. I'm not going to call it an I told you so moment, but we're all humans, right? And a lot of our decisions are made on relationships. I've tried to tell you. So who did I tell you last week? Who did I tell you was next in line for the Atlanta Braves to sign up? We'll discuss that next. You're listening to Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you do these deals, I've talked about this in the past, you're betting on a human being more than anything else, and being around Ozzy, getting to know him, there's no one I as a GM and really as an organization feels more comfortable with to give him a deal like this. Character, work ethic is off the charts.
Hey man, didn't he say the same thing about Ronald Acuna last week? Welcome back to the program, Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker. 11:23 and ticking. Siobhan is producing tonight's program. That was Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos speaking about Ozzy Albies and his deal. And we're going to talk more about that at 11:40. But if we're ready, if we just play, I guess we can kind of tease it. Now we're going to talk about tonight's 6-3 loss at the hands of the New York Mets. And the loss, it drops our Braves to 7-5, so that's good for second place. Now, we were tied for first with the Mets coming into tonight's action at 7-4. Kevin Gausman had a rough outing, 5 2/3, gave up 4 earned runs, struck out 5, and walked 3. But at the end of the day, Ahmed Rosario hit a couple of 2-run taters for the visiting New York Mets. He also drove in 4 runs, so 2-run homers, that equals 4 RBI, right? And it was something that the Braves could not overcome. Now, let me just say this. The Braves, who got out of the gate first in the first inning, as the game moved along, they're trailing 3-2 and then heading into the sixth and seventh innings, the New York Mets picked up a couple of runs to lead it by a score of 6-2. Braves started to rally in the eighth inning. And the home plate umpire, Dan Bellini, I'm not sure if he, like, lost focus or did he have some type of personal vendetta against somebody on the Braves, because when Charlie Culverson stepped to the plate and Dan Bellini called a check swing strike in which Dan Bellini, the barrel of the bat never went over the plate. And needless to say, Braves manager Brian Snitker went ballistic, so to speak, and challenged that call. And as soon as he you know, questioned the umpire on it, he effectively got tossed. So Brian Snitker comes out to argue his point. Hey, look, man, number one, he didn't swing. Number two, the pitch wasn't even like a, you know, wasn't a strike. He didn't go. And Brian Snitker was just peeved because he never bothered to check with the first base umpire. All right, so Snitker gets tossed. And then Culberson steps in, and they call a mysterious strike that was no way a strike. So, in effect, the Braves could only score one run in the eighth inning, and they end up bottoming out and losing 6-3. There were some bright spots in the game. Ronald Acuña went 3-for-4, including a home run. And for Ronald Acuña, he drove in two runs in the game. And what can you say about the young man? He's doing his thing. But, oh, I can't wait to talk about the whole Ozzy Albies thing. Do we have that racked up? We do have it racked up. Let me just say this. When Ronald Acuña signed his deal last Thursday, I expressed my amazement that the Braves got away with signing this young man for $100 million over, what was it, 8 years? And just amazed that they were able to pull that type of contract off with that young man. Because when I first heard the news, I thought he's being underpaid based on what you project him to be. And then, of course, we're talking to the bunker last week in the bullpen. Caleb, Siobhan, myself, talking about, well, you know, he's best boys with Ozzy Albies. And I'm like, what? So I says, let's just play the clip from last week. Let's play. I made a prediction on what was going to happen. Let's play the clip from last week, Siobhan. Who is Ronald Acuña best friends with on the team? Ozzy Albies, right? That's who he's best friends with. So is it going to be any surprise when the Atlanta Braves come back and say, okay, Ozzy, we're going to offer you a, I don't know, an eight-year, $75 million deal with $25 million in incentives. You know what I'm saying? So I guess what I'm saying is, whether we can see it or not, those two are like a package deal. You know what I'm saying? They just took care of Ronald Acuña first. And here again, I'm going to say it again. I'm not speaking badly against the Braves because I get it, man. It's business. But at the same time, I'm like, 8 years, $100 million? Ronald Acuña? What? You think that this guy projects over the next course 8 years he's going to be just a $100 million man? Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was on last Thursday. So, 1 week later, what happens? As I told you it would. Well, not exactly. I mean, I guess it could equal up to $80 million with the incentives, but no, they get him. What was the deal? 7 years, $35 million? 7 years, $35 million. I mean, am I the only one that's tripping off of this? Like, and listen, I understand his business. As I said again last week, I'm not blaming the Braves. They're a profit center. They're trying to, you know, make money. I get it. But who's representing these guys? I think they're being underserviced, in my opinion. Am I the only one tripping off of this? Am I the only one that feels some type of way about it? And don't get me wrong. Those two guys, they're bright young stars. I think they're going to pan out. I think they're going to outlive and outwork their contracts. I think they're going to be worth way more than they're worth at the end of the day. But in essence, Alex Anthopoulos and the Atlanta Braves, they got a 15-year deal. Look, 15-year deal for $135 million. And if you want to throw in the $10 million on Acuña's deal, that would be a 10-year, $110 million deal. I think that's what it has the potential to be. Or you can toss on the extra 2 years on all these contracts, so it would be a 9-year, $45 million deal. So let's stretch it out: $110 million, $110 million plus $45 million, $155 million for 19 years of committed service. And I'm just talking about what the contract would say. Yeah, I get it. If they outperform it, yeah, they can come back to the negotiating table. Yeah, the boys could decide, you know what, we're going to hold out. We're not going to come back unless we're paid again or we re-up. But that don't mean the Braves have to do it. You feel me? That the Braves don't have to do that. Could they do it in good faith? Yeah, I guess they could. But at the front end of the deal, oh, man, to me, it just looks like, I don't know. And like I said, I ain't blaming the Braves. Business is business. 404-741-0929 to get in contact with the program. You're listening to Sports Jam with Dwayne Walker. 11:30 is our time on the flagship station of our Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta United FC, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And speaking of Atlanta United FC, make sure you tune in on Saturday, the 13th, when Atlanta United will be back in action. They'll be up in New England. And we'll have it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 7 o'clock is the pregame, and 7:30 is the kick. So we invite you to tune in for that. The number here, 404-741-0929. We're also on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, at 929 The Game. And I have a Twitter. It is at DNice Radio. At D Nice Radio. And although I didn't tweet today, I did retweet something that was sent out today. And congratulations going out to Sierra Dillard of the University of Buffalo, my alma mater. She becomes the first ever student athlete player to be drafted at the school for basketball, to play professional basketball. And she was taken by the Minnesota Lynx in the second round. And my daughter on her Twitter, she posted a highlight of Sierra Dillard scoring a couple of buckets on her, despite her, I'll say, her decent defensive efforts. So I retweeted that thing out. So, yeah, I'd say that's probably the best way to get in contact with me, right? On the Twitter, at DNice Radio. Also got to let you know, as it relates to golf, live from the Masters, a Masters recap, will come on in about 25 minutes or so. That'll be a half-hour program from 12 to 12:30, where they will recap what happened in the first round of the Masters. I was fixated on the television really, really all day long. Beginning at 9 o'clock, not that they had coverage on, but I guess ESPN, they had, you know, some coverage, some satellite, some studio coverage there from the Masters, and they would show guys after they teed off and intermittent shots and stuff like that. So it was kind of cool until the live programming came on at 3 o'clock. All right, so we come back. We're going to talk about this contract some more, man. I want to find out your opinions and your insights on it. 404-741-0929. If you're just coming from the Braves game, I'd love to hear your input on it. You're listening to Sports Chat with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There I am. 404-741-0929 to get in contact with the program. Miss Siobhan is producing tonight's show. We'll be with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. Coming up in 18 minutes, live from the Masters. A little recap of what happened day one of Masters competition. But we're taking your phone calls right now, talking about the Ozzy Albies situation. Last Thursday, Ronald Acuna signed a deal, a $100 million deal, an eight-year $100 million deal that potentially could be a 10-year $110 million deal. And then I made the comment last week that what I saw coming down the pipe was a package deal where they latched on to Ozzy Albies too. So what happens? A week later, sure enough, the Braves, they lock up Ozzy Albies as well. And I'm not trying to tell you that I told you so, but what I'm telling you is that you got to look at these things for, you know, what it is and how it's, you know, how it appears it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? If those two are best buds, I try to describe it like this. If I'm getting a scholarship to a D1 school out in Wyoming or South Dakota, and ain't no brothers out there in South Dakota or Wyoming where I want to go, I might tell the coach, hey, look, man, I'd love to come to the school, but I don't think I'm going to feel comfortable there. But look, if you can hook my boy up, we can both come out there. Just give him a deal. Now, he ain't a five-star. He a three-star now, but he can roll. So let's do it. So if you can hook my boy up too, then I'm in. And that's how I equated that this situation was going to be the same type of thing. Now, although I think it's not the greatest deal for these young men, by comparison, if you were to compare it to, let's just say, the countries that where they're from, they'd be living like, you know, they'd be like gazillionaires, right? So I get that part of it. I get that part of it. And in any deal, you want it to be a win-win situation. So if Ronald Acuna and Ozzy Albies, they're happy. I know the Braves are happy. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And it doesn't matter what my opinion is. But your opinion is important to me. So let's take some phone calls. Let's first go to Kennesaw, Georgia, and speak with Danny. Hi, Danny. You're on Sports Chat with Dwayne Walker. Welcome.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I appreciate you calling the show.
Thank you. My opinion about the Acuna and the Albies deal is it's a good thing for the player. You know, they're young players, and they're seeing a glimpse or a fraction of the big picture, which is the Trout and those guys getting that $300 and $350 million. So it's a win-win because they're so young in their career. It's going to take a minute for them to establish themselves and earn the big money. So the Braves protect themselves.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So if the names were all things being equal, and the two names were Trout and Harper on the same team, you think it would be that same type money, that same exact figures that would be on the table? Do you honestly feel those same numbers would be on the table?
Okay, I ask you a question. How many years has Trout?
Hold on a second. You're missing my point. I understand okay. That Mike Trout has done his thing with the Angels. I understand what Bryce has done in the nation's capital. I get all that stuff. I know that they're proven commodities. I know. I get that. I'm not talking about the $430 million and $330 million, $335 million those guys make respectively right now today. I'm saying if those two guys were on the Braves – and their names were Harper, and they were Harper and Trout. Do you think, and just for the sake of argument, since Trout got more money, if Trout was to Acuna and Harper was to Albies, do you think them boys would be getting the same type of money? Do you think the money would be exactly the same? Who do you?
No, not.
Okay.
I don't believe a year or two in your career. I don't believe a year into your career you can. Garner that kind of money. You can't get that kind of money.
They're paying it, but the Braves are paying it. The Braves are paying it, though, right? They're paying it based on what they see their value to be 8 years out. And I respect it. Like I said, Hey, I can't fault the Braves for doing what they're doing. I'm just saying that, to me, the money sounds a little low. That's all I'm saying, man, at the end of the day.
I'll call you back when 3 or 4 years or 5 years down the line, they package this up and ship those guys out.
All right, so check it out. So if they're packaging those guys up and shipping them out, do they really intend on them being here for 8 years? Because the presser, everybody's all lovey-dovey, talking about, oh, it's going to make a long distance, it's going to be a long relationship, oh, it's an 8-year contract, and, you know, everybody's looking forward to being here 8 years. But if they're packaging, if they have the intent of packaging them up after 4 or 5 years, I don't see how those two mesh. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Suwanee. Keith, how are you? Am I being too harsh?
Dwayne, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Dwayne, you hit the nail on the head. This is total exploitation of two Latin players. That's what this is.
Now, I didn't hold that. Hold on. I didn't say that for the record. I didn't say that.
I did. I know you can't say it. I'll say it for you. This is total exploitation. Every commentator that is supposed to be a professional pontificator, talking about sports media and all that kind of stuff, they all were shocked. And this is a total exploitation of two young Latin players. He left at least 20 to 30 million. Acuna left at least 20 to 30 million on the table, due to math. And Freddie Freeman would be insulted if he showed him this kind of money. His agent wouldn't allow this to happen.
Man, please.
So, total exploitation.
But here again, in any deal, man, I'm going to say it again. Them boys, you got to consider this, though, Keith. Them boys is young, man, 20, 21 years old. They don't know no better, but back at their own countries, man, like I said, they be living like, you know, super kings. You know what I'm saying?
And they're coming to America now, though. So look at Freddie and Bryce's same tenure in which they were in their career. Their contract didn't look like this. Trust me, they didn't look like this.
No,
total exploitation.
All right, man.
And I get you. The other part of this is, and I think you're onto something. And when these contracts get too expensive, they will ship them off.
Yeah, that's business. Let me ask you a question, man. Who's in control of the situation?
Oh, the Braves. Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, that's what it is. All right, appreciate the phone call, man. Moving on. And I'm going to reiterate it again. I ain't hating on the Braves, man, because I understand business. I've worked in baseball management before. I have. So I get it. But there's just this part of me, if I'm, like I said, man, being real, it just sounds a little bit, I'm not going to say one-sided, it just looks like advantage Braves. And that, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something also. When I see these stories break, whether it be this story or the Magic Johnson story that broke, when I hear about it, I immediately shut myself off from the world. And I don't want to hear what other people have to say about it until I come on air so that I can express my own untapped, uninfluenced, whatever you want to call it, opinion. And then after I voice my opinion, the next day I'll find out what everybody else is saying. So last week, after I made the Ronald Acuna assessment about how the Braves would next sign up Ozzie Albies since they're boys, I heard Jim Bowden, former Reds GM, who was on our air, say basically the same thing. The Braves got a real nice situation going. And I'll say it again. If you're general manager Alex Anthopoulos, dude, you're being dapped up. When you go to winter baseball meetings, dude, in December, you're being dapped up. I promise you that. Or when you go to other cities and other GMs see you, they're dapping you up, saying, hey, man, you negotiated that thing. You feel me? Like, let me stop. 404-741-0929. 10 minutes to the hour of 12. 10 minutes before live from the Masters. But we've got Blue, we've got Joey, we've got Rick, we've got all the phone lines are lit up. But let's go to Franklin, Tennessee. Blue, what's popping, man?
Hey, thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure, man. Go ahead.
I just want to say I think we should pump the brakes. I mean,
okay.
I can give you countless examples of players that had two great years and then they fall off the face of the earth. I can give you Jeff Francoeur. I can give you Jason Heyward. I can give you Julio Teheran. I mean, right now it looks good, but I mean, we don't know the future. You never know. So, I mean, it looks good.
I agree. Listen. I agree you never know. But because I feel as though advantage Braves, I'm wrong on that? Like I can't have that? Like, not, that opinion is just way off base in your opinion?
I mean, okay, I get what you're saying, but we don't know. I mean,
I know we don't know. But what I'm saying is, do you feel as though I'm being unreasonable and way off base? That's what I'm asking.
No, if you had, if you had me to pick a choice, I would say the Braves got the advantage.
Well, guess what? If you feel that way, and I don't mean to rush you off, man. Shouts out to you, man, because I know you're in Franklin, Tennessee, man. My boy live over there, man, over there on Masters, right by the golf course, man. The Hermitage, boy. Listen, I'm coming to your town, man, 24th, man, for the NFL draft, man. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Am I scheduled that day? Oh, hail to the no. I better not be scheduled on the 24th of April. I hope Sean Thompson didn't do this to me. Let me stop. Hey, listen, we got to take a quick break, but I see you, Bart, Joey, Mike. Rich, we're going to get to your phone calls next, man. You're listening to Sports Trap with Dwayne Walker, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the program, 11:58. 2 minutes before the top of the hour, talking the Ozzy Albies contract. Sound off. Let's go, Bert. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go.
Hey, thanks, Dwayne. You know, I really feel like, as much as you say this is advantage Braves in this contract, I think the players have a little bit of a blessing here that they can use this if they get traded or if they become free agents. This is a really solid foundation to then build off of. It makes them a better commodity on the market. You know, if you've got a really large contract attached, it's hard to get traded.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to Joey. Joey in Kennesaw. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. The Ozzy Albies got screwed. Completely honest. 6 years down the road, he's going to be worth a heck of a lot more than $5 million a year. Acuna, however, $17, $18 million, 7, 8 years down the road. That's a little bit better, but honestly, he's still got a little bit of screwed.
All right, let's go with Mike. Mike, how you doing from Atlanta?
All right, my thing is they offered Ronald Acuna $130 million last year, and he turned it down. So why did they take $30 million away this year?
Good question. Richard, College Park.
Yeah, I think the Braves, Vivid Media, I call them, they really still, to me, cheap. They got over on those players. I think somebody like Trout or Harper, see what kind of salaries they're getting at 26 and 27. That mean at Acuna, when he's 29, his average salary is going to be $12 million a year.
You don't see it. Okay. Well, look, I got to say this about Trout and about Harper. Those guys are obviously proven commodities 5 years in, et cetera, et cetera. All right, listen. Live at the Masters, coverage from 12 o'clock midnight until 12:30, but we'll reconvene in about 30 minutes. You're listening to Sports Chat with Dwayne Walker, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.